Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, Professor, when it comes to morals and ethics, how can these good qualities like that of honesty, kindness, respect, compassion, how could these parents instill these good morals and ethics in their children?
The most important thing is that when we talk about morals and values to our children, it should be under the overarching cover and umbrella of the Islamic teachings, and especially the Quran and the Sunnah.
Right.
We should try to make, morals and ethics have universal values. They are universally accepted. Honesty, courage, and many other things which are good in about human beings. All human beings accept them.
Right.
And there's no difference about it. But still, we should be, when we want to teach our children about these things, about this morality, we need to make them understand that the source of all morality, the source of all goodness is Allah Almighty.
Right.
And the examples, the role models of these principles, or those who implement them in their lives, these principles and these values, the role models are the infallible Imams and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So
right.
We need to make them understand that these values, they have universal and human aspects.
Right.
But humanity as a whole cannot be
separated
from divinity and cannot be separated from the religious ethos that we have. So the most important thing is that we teach our children about these principles and these values and these ethics and morals in a way that we relate them to our religion. And people don't start saying, because many of our, even grown-up people, what to say of our children, they say, oh, we are good and nice people, but we don't pray, for example. Or why should we take care of the rights of human beings? Allah Almighty is not concerned.
Right.
He will forgive us if we do not take care of his obligations and rights. We need to make our children understand, no, even if human beings have rights upon us, it is because Allah Almighty has endowed them with those rights.
Right.
And even if human beings have precedence over us, it's because Allah Almighty has given those rights.
Right.
He says that I will not forgive you if the others, human beings, don't forgive you. If you need my forgiveness, and you need
seek forgiveness from others,
you need to seek forgiveness if you have trampled upon the rights of other human beings.
Right.
So therefore, we should understand there's this overarching relationship with Allah Almighty.
Right.
So morals and moral principles and values, they should be, presented to our children within the cover, within the overall umbrella of religion.
Right.
And of our relationship with Allah Almighty. That is something which we should ourselves understand and make our children realize.
Right. So there's this glory, like if this is taught to children, like, you know, all these ethics, all these morals, do sometimes we as parents make this mistake that we want to show up that for the guests. So we only try to tell our children, behave this way in front of that particular guest. But integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is watching you. And that's very important how parents can instill this one in the children. Well, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi, and we're talking about how good morals and ethics like compassion, kindness, forgiveness, patience, and all is taught to, can be taught to the teenagers, the children. And we said that parents should not be doing that just in front of the guests, forcing their children to be kind in front of guests. They should be, you know, working on them such way that they, their children reflect that goodness even when no one is watching them. And Professor Salman Naqvi is helping us how.
Yes, all these values and principles, moral and ethical values, number one, they're not just when you're in a relationship with others.
Right.
And these morals and values are even there when you're dealing with yourself.
Right.
When you're dealing with Allah Almighty. When you're praying, when you're fasting, when there are certain values and principles and which are being followed, which are being respected, even in that situation where there's only a special relationship with yourself or with Allah Almighty. Or with the environment even. So you may be alone.
Right.
I mean, the manifestation of morals and ethics is not just only when you're dealing with other human beings.
Right.
It's also when
dealing with self.
Yourself. There are right. morals, principles which you need to take care of yourself with based
exactly,
upon those.
Exactly, because like when we say honesty is kind of, you know, living a truthful life, it's not just, you know, we say that it's not just telling the truth, it's just speaking the truth, it's just living the truth.
It's about honesty with ourselves also.
Right.
It's being honest to each one, even ourselves. We don't deceive ourselves.
Right.
So we need to be honest to ourselves also. If there's a problem which we have, then we have to face that problem. We need to, you know, resolve that problem. Honesty with ourselves, kindness to ourselves is something
right.
which implies many things that they're not for. So what I'm saying is ethical morals and ethical values is not just only confined to our relationship
right.
with other human beings.
Right.
It also covers aspects of our personal lives also.
Right.
And secondly, the most important thing is that the value, the principle is true, it is correct, it is valid, even if nobody acts upon it.
Okay.
The truth in itself is truth without anyone saying it is true, without anyone accepting, without anyone saying that it is true, without anyone rewarding you. You should remember that every action which we perform is in the eyes of Allah Almighty. So if our parents say, look, behave in front of others, no. They should behave whether somebody's looking or not looking. They should know that all the time Allah Almighty is looking.
Right.
We are all the time in the presence of Allah Almighty. So
exactly.
This understanding, this feeling should be instilled in our children that they know that they are always in the presence of Allah
they're
Almighty.
They are being watched. They are
even
being
if
monitored.
They're alone. Even if they're alone. Allah
even
is watching.
Even if they're alone, right. So, as we say always, that lead by example, because children learn by observing their parents. It's not just you instruct them to behave this particular way, and just you'll be seeing the results overnight that your child has changed. So it's very important for parents to model the behaviors and values they want their children to adopt. Well, I will discuss more about the topic after a short break. Tell listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are discussing about the importance of ethics and morals, how this important topic of morals can be instilled in our children. And Professor is helping us. Professor, how important is it to, you know, teach these values explicitly to our children? Like, talk about them, tell about their importance.
So teaching and making them learn is one, showing and leading by example. Number two, talking about them and citing examples, role models, especially
right.
from the lives of our imams and
right.
our scholars and the learned ones. And to show that it's not, and especially if they say, look, this is something which the imams could do, it's not for us to do. No, we can cite examples from from our daily lives also. We
right.
have people who are also following these principles even today. So when you have the examples of ulama and scholars who are carrying out good deeds, or any normal people, then you can cite those examples also. You can say, look, yes, our role models are the imams and the infallibles. Yes, they are the highest level of perfection, and we may not be able to achieve that. Yes, that is true. Rather, we won't be able to achieve it, but we should still target for it. We should
right.
aim for it. We
exactly.
should go after it
right.
and try to excel as much as we can.
Right.
So,
Professor, you know, I, as a mother, when I see my son doing something wrong, or, you know, which is not moral, or which is unethical, or I would see, may God forbid, I would find him lying, or, you know, doing some kind of any act which is not recommended. And I, as a mother, do not want to beat my son. So is it important for a mother like me to set limits for my child, so that he learns by setting limits and boundaries that, you know, there is importance, I can't cross this particular line?
Yes, of course, if you are able to discuss with your children and talk about how to behave properly, and say for every aspect of our lives and every type of behavior, we need to set some goals and some limits and say this has to be achieved, this has to be done, this has to be taken care of, this is the red line.
So setting limits is important.
This is the red line, this shouldn't be crossed. So we need to be explicitly telling them what we expect from them. So, because if we talk to them in a very in an ambiguous way, in a way which is maybe very intangible to them, they don't understand. No, you need to spell out what you want them to do. What is the objective that you want to achieve? The performance, how they perform, how they behave in exactly. Defining that behavior and very explicitly would help them to know what is to be done. And if they cross that limit, they will be maybe punished for that. That punishment should be not be in the form of it shouldn't be a corporal punishment at all. But you can, for example, set some punishments.
So what I was trying to say is that if you're not able to punish your child, but at least set limits or boundaries, so that you know, they get to know there's some importance of. The lines, there are some red lines I got to be taken care of.
I mean, setting those lines and boundaries along with some punishments, for example.
Which are not harsh, definitely.
They're not. I mean, you say you're not supposed to go out for this tonight, or maybe you're not allowed to watch TV tonight, or you're not allowed to do something which they like to do as something which is...
Recreation.
Recreational. You say, okay, you will be... Or if they do follow those lines, if they accept what you
say,
encourage them and reward them and give them okay and say to them, because you've been good, I'll be taking you out for dinner, I'll be taking you to the park, I'll be taking you for maybe a journey trip outside the city. So we need to, you know, though we should be also encouraging our children to do something because of it is good.
Right.
Without the need for rewarding and punishment.
Right.
But rewards and punishments are important also.
Right. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and for that beautiful discussion. Apart from all this, sometimes volunteering and community services can be also helpful, that can develop a sense of responsibility and compassion and gratitude in our children. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know?